Thank you, Peter. Well, back to the news now, and in this part, news of a big breakfast for cancer research, and a tatty bit of flag makes a small fortune at auction.
To the casual observer, it may seem like little more than a tatty and worn piece of old flag, but this fragment of a Union Jack has just fetched nearly $300,000 at auction because it is believed to have once flown from the ship of one of Britain's most famous military victories, led by one of Norfolk's most revered sons. International collectors came out in force for the auction of the hand-woven flag patch at Sotheby's in London. It formed part of a sale of items connected to Lord Horatio Nelson, who was born in Burnham Thorpe before going on to lead a glittering military career. The large fragment of the flag is believed to have flown from his ship HMS Victory at the Battle of Trafalgar in 1805, when he led the British to a spectacular defeat of the combined French and Spanish naval forces. It was the battle which led to Nelson's death, as he was shot by a French musketeer, but it cemented his place in history as one of the heroes, the country's greatest war heroes.
More than 150 people turned up to a village community breakfast in aid of Cancer Research UK. The event was held at the new Victory Hall in Neatishead on the Norfolk Broads and saw 160 breakfasts cooked in 2 hours. Doreen Dean, the organiser, said, "We chose Cancer Research UK as our 2018 charity because several folks in our villages are dealing with cancer right now, and research to manage this disease is so vital. All the proceeds, which are expected to be more than £1,400, will be donated to the charity." Villagers from Neatishead, Barton Turf and Erstead came down for the breakfast, and the event was supported by several local businesses. It took place on Saturday, January the 13th, from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Cancer Research UK funds scientists, doctors and nurses to help beat the disease.
A retail institution in Norwich has become the latest company to sign up to a charity business network. Gerald is the 39th member of the Nook Business Network, which exists to support East Anglia's Children's Hospice's Nook Appeal. The department store has pledged to raise £10,000 for the appeal, which aims to raise £10 million to build a new hospice in Framingham Earl. Foundations for the hospice were dug in November after the appeal hit £7 million. Gerald plans to donate proceeds from its carrier bag sales and host a fashion show, amongst other fundraising activities. It has chosen Each's Nook Appeal as one of the three good causes to back until 2020, with the other beneficiaries being Big C and the Prince's Trust. Sophie Mays, Each Norfolk corporate fundraiser, said, "We're really excited to be working with such a popular store as Gerald and can't wait to see what the staff get up to."
And in the same vein, auctioneers from Aylsham Auction House Keys will pay a visit to a village near Norwich for a valuation day in aid of a new children's hospice. They'll be at the schoolhouse in Framingham Earl, southeast of the city, to give visitors the chance to get a maximum of 3 items valued for £5 per item. And all proceeds will go to the Nook Appeal, East Anglia Children's Hospice's fundraiser for a new centre, which is now being built at Framingham Earl. The event, including a silent auction, will take place on Saturday, March the 10th, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Judith Sykes, who leads the Nook's Friends group, said, "At this stage of planning, we'd greatly appreciate any donations of items for auction. More valuable items may be considered for auction on a 50-50 basis. We're also looking for prizes for our surprise tombola."
A new laser tag venue is set to open in a city centre multi-storey car park. A licensing request has been submitted to Norwich City Council to open the venue, called Labyrinth, on the first floor of the car park on Rose Lane. The application, made by Labyrinth Norwich Limited, states the premises would operate as a family entertainment cafe and laser tag birthday centre. Facilities on the entrance level include a cafe and an area for children's entertainment, with the laser tag facility occupying a mezzanine floor, spanning the full width of the 154 square metre unit. The request states the cafe would include tables and chairs for up to 30 birthday party guests, as well as seating and sofas for another 30 people. The venue also includes a small movie lounge with a large television screen and a soft seating area where films would be screened twice a day during the week. The application states these will be animated movies following a space theme, intended to offer background free of charge entertainment to preschool children visiting the cafe with parents and carers. It also states movies could be shown at other times, during private hire parties or as additional entertainment for special events.